Welcome to the Detail Rag Podcast. You know, we all love detailing. We love the products. We love the processes. But deep down, it's the people and their stories that inspire us and encourage us to share the shine. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Detail Rag, episode number 59. We are with Mr. Jerry Grant from MR Detail Works out of Sellersburg, Indiana. Jerry, how are you tonight?
Great, man. How are you?
I'm great, man. I love talking to you. I appreciate you being here again. So we're going to let's go back a little bit and talk about the fact that you were on the podcast July 14th, 2021. You were episode 26. And like we had just talked a little bit about the fact that you had just gone full time in May of 2021. Refresh our memories a little bit about that. How that all work out?
We're here. We're here, man. No, it's been great. I mean, I can't say every day's been sunshine and daisies and roses, but for more days are like that than not. When I first started, it was kind of I was a little nervous going into it, just because I didn't know. But what was kind of cool is the company that I left was a great company to me. I mean, I wouldn't have left them for anybody else. And I told them that when I left, I was like, man, this is the hardest decision I've ever had to make. But it's one I have to make. It's something I have to try. I think everybody should go after their dreams and pursue their dreams. And it was a dream of mine I had to run my own business, to start my own business. So I had to run with it. It was something I had to do. It wasn't a question. But like right. I said, I wouldn't have left them for any other company. But it was nice to have them. And they told me this when I left. They're like, look, if you get down the road a year from now, 3 years from now, 4 years, 10 years from now, and it's not for you, then you're more than welcome to come back. You were an awesome employee to have. And so not to toot my own horn, I'm not trying to do all that.
Well, but, we like that.
But it's nice to have that in your back pocket that if something does go stray and it doesn't work out, then I've got that plan B.
Absolutely. So when you first started detailing, mm-hmm. Were you mobile?
So yeah, it's crazy because last year I won a mobile detailer of the year from SDC. I do maybe 10 mobile jobs a year, something stupid. So all of my customers, and I don't know, I guess they voted for me, and I'm assuming they thought mobile was like automobile, maybe. I don't know. So I got the award.
When you first started though, were you working at home?
I'm still at home.
I know, but were you working at home from the very beginning?
Did
you build a barn or?
So long story short, my father-in-law built the barn. Didn't work out for him because he didn't get the proper permitting to finish it out to be a residence. So long story short, his loss is my gain because he built it on my property. So sorry about it. I'm in a 4-3-bay garage, 2,800 square foot garage. Nice. The pool, it's like a big pool house essentially. And then I've got probably another 1200 square foot dwelling unit basically in here with a kitchen, a couple bathrooms, and nice. Yeah, an office. So yeah, it's kind of nice, but it's just me. So
yeah. Is your better half still helping out?
She is not. She actually took a job last year. She helped me for about a year. She took a job with a customer of mine, actually started out as a customer, became really good friends with this guy. He is a home builder here in Southern Indiana. So she, long story short, our biggest expense was health insurance. I was paying something stupid like $5,000 a month for health insurance. So
brutal.
Yeah. So we got our health insurance through her company now, or his company. Yeah. She went to work for him, but she still helps me. We were just talking about today, scheduling a couple of jobs here in a couple of weeks on some weekends. just try to pack the schedule a little bit. And she went through the same training and has the same certifications that I do. I've got a few more since she left, but she's pretty much right there with me.
Good. So let's talk a little bit about your growth from when you started to where you're at now. Mm-hmm. What is, like, again, we want to try to help people. We want people to hear your story and go look at Jerry and go, you know what? Jerry started here. Jerry's here now. Mm-hmm. I can do the same thing. Or, you know, give people some things to work towards. What are, from that growth, from beginning to where you're at now, what do you think one of your biggest struggles has been that you could help someone with?
I would say my biggest struggle has been my confidence. And that has improved since I've started. I still get, like, you know, it's weird because, like, it seems like every car I detail, I've always got this little thing in the back of my mind is like, man, are they going to like my work? Are they going to
yes,
like what I've done? I mean, and it's every single car that I do. I can tell you without hesitation that it is every single car that I do. It's something that pops in my head. It's like, man, are they going to like it? Are they going to like my work? If they don't, how is it going to affect me? How is it going to? And I struggle with that. It's right. Every car. But it's something that has improved because I know my work. I know it's good. And I know it's, you know, and I know you can't please everybody. And that's, but luckily I've had very minimal negative comments about my work in the last 4 years. I think I have two.
So somebody's stealing products back there.
Yeah, that's my little cow maintenance girl. She helped me on spring break. She was learning the ins and outs of auto fiber and their towels and rags to riches and how to sort towels and how to fold towels. That was her job.
Nice. You know, you just touched on something that you and I talked earlier about, the fact that I was out detailing today and Mr. Paul Springer called me, and Paul and I talked a little bit about something that you just touched on, and I want you to elaborate on it because I think this is important for people to hear. Is I still think new people and people in the business need to stay, one of the things that Paul and I talked about today, and I want to talk to you about it, is mindset is huge.
Oh yeah.
And I think people spend way too much time on products, processes, the detailing part of it, when in reality, we need to learn from people like you about mindset and the business end of it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
New people need to stay focused or get focused on those two things, your mindset and how to run a business and how to keep things straight.
So absolutely.
Talk a little bit about that.
So yeah, mindset is a big thing for me, and that's something that I've had to learn over the past couple of years. And I know I get that from the group that I'm a part of. I'm part of the Detail Mafia, and that's something that it's kind of nice to be a part of a group like that. It's a group of a bunch of like-minded individuals that are coming together that share the same purpose, have the same goals. And can share successes, failures. I said that this past weekend, a big part of success is failure, and you can't succeed without failure. And that's something like it's nice to be a part of a group like that. That mindset. That's what that group is. It is like a mastermind group.
Okay.
You know, yes, we learn techniques and tricks and stuff here and there, but a lot of our group and our webinars and our education is based on mindset and how to get, like, the business side of it more than anything. Sure. I mean, that's what I love about this group. And that's why I'm so passionate. You know, I talk about it a lot. I share everything from that group because that group has given me so much just being a part of that, of being, you know, what I've gained from them.
Right.
You know, and there's there's new members in the group that come in each month. And it's weird because I learned something new from the new members. Me being in, you know, this will be my second year in this group. I'm learning something new from people that have just joined a month ago. You know, and there's veterans in this group that have been in the group for their 20 plus years that are learning something from me. I'm learning something from them. I'm learning something new from the new members. It's just a group that is about mindset.
And it seems to me that when you're involved in a group like that, not only is it you're learning from each other, but just the networking alone gives you the opportunity to just reach out at any given point. Like I know for me that my confidence is not where it should be. Mm-hmm. It never has been. Mm-hmm. And I also know that I get in my own head. We spend a lot of time in our own heads, you know?
Oh yeah.
And I think that's just a detailing thing because we're kind of OCD that way. You mm-hmm. know?
Yeah. So, and we let our egos get in front of our confidence and our self, our self-esteem, our self-drive, almost like our egos are like in that way, you know. And like another part of this group is I had something come up here a couple weeks ago. It was right before MTE. It was a personal issue. It was 9 o'clock at night. And I reached out to one of my mentors in the group, one of my really close friends in the group, Oscar Hernandez. He's actually the one that's in charge of the leader of the group. And I just reached out to him because he was the first person that I thought of that, you know, I knew I could call and just talk my way through something, okay. You know, that was bothering me. And we talked for about 45 minutes. And by the end of it, like I was, you know, it was nice. I mean, it had nothing to do with detailing. Awesome. Like it, I mean, it did, but it didn't, like, you know, and it was, you know, it was a personal issue. And it was, so this group goes beyond detailing. It goes beyond sure. everything else. It's almost like it is a family.
And
it was nice to have the guy.
Huh? That's amazing.
Oh, dude. I mean, it, like I said, you know, I've got mentors in the group and guys that I reach out to and I learn from, Justin Lobato, Chris Williams, Daniel Gill, Jessica Rook. I mean, there's people, Shane Mayfield from all the way in Oregon. There's people in this group that we all learn from each other and the resources that are available at my, you know, at our disposal. I could call up Rennie and leave him a message and say, hey, man, I need you to call me here as soon as you can. He'll call me in 10, 15 minutes when he gets a minute. And it's nice to have that kind of that camaraderie and those resources available pretty much when we need it.
So tell everybody a little bit about how just having that in your back pocket, so to speak, moves yourself forward through your confidence, your self-esteem, and your mindset.
I mean, it's nice to know that these people have been there, done that. You know, I'm learning. I have these resources available and I have this stuff available from people that have already done, been in my situation. Right. So that changes my mindset of like, I'm not just learning, you know, watching a YouTube video on somebody that I think may know what they're talking about and not really know. I know these people have the answers that I'm looking for because they're vetted in the group. They, you know, I may call up, I may have an issue. And let's say I call up, I'm just using this as an example.
Sure.
If I call up Oscar and say, hey, Oscar, I'm having a problem with this, this, and this. Is this something, you know, what should I do? He may have the answers. He may not, but he may know somebody in that group that it does have the answers that have been there that he knows has done that. Right. So he can say, hey, I don't have the answers for you. Reach out to Chris over here. He's been there. He's already been in that situation. He can talk you through it. And so it's nice to have people in this group that, like I said, have been there and done that. And have a lot more experience and a lot more knowledge.
Nice. I think it's always good to have things like that, in the sense that it just thinking about the group can probably move you in a different direction some days, can it?
Oh, 1,000%. 1,000%. It can move me it puts me in the in the right mindset, because I know my goals for myself within that group. I know my goals are in front of me. If I keep on the path that I'm going, right. And that's something, like, one thing is like in this group is we talk about a lot. It's like masterminding, like, you know, mind mapping, kind of like our goals and kind of our, you know, what we want to happen. And that's something that I've taken away from that group, is like, I've written my goals out and on a whiteboard. So I know what I look at them each and every day. I know what I'm doing and where I'm going.
Okay. So what's how often do you guys meet, or how do you meet?
So we have a Zoom webinar. We have Zoom webinar meetings twice a week. They're not mandatory. The more you put into this group, the more you participate, the more you put in, the more you will get out.
More you get out.
So I can tell you, in the 2 years that I've been it, I think I've missed maybe one or two, very few webinars. And if I have missed them, it's nice. We have a forum that we're a part of. The replays are available, so I can go back and look at replays, webinar replays from before, whenever I was even in the group.
Nice.
So if I have an issue, let's say I'm working on a boat and I have something come up and I've never encountered this, I can go on our forum and type in the issue I'm having in the search bar. It'll pull up all the people that have already posted about this or something similar. And I've already got, okay, well, he's already dealt with this. I can read through this, and then I can call him and say, hey, you know, I'm having the same issue. Kind of, can you talk me through it? So we have webinars twice a week. And then it's funny, because I'm actually hosting a webinar next week on it.
Nice.
So it'll be my first one hosting a webinar within the group.
So when you joined the group, mm-hmm. what led you to the group?
So I went to Rennie's 5-day training. Actually, I did his 1-day training up near Auburn, Indiana, whenever I first started. It was like January of 21. So it was right before I went full time. I went up there on a weekend just to kind of get the basics of the detailing, because that, you know, like I said, my goal was by May to go full time. So I went up there. Did a one day training, and it got my itch. It got my, it something clicked in me that so I signed up for the 5-day training out in Big Bear, California. And I went out there and I talked to, this weekend, I talked to Justin Bonnet, and I was telling him, you know, I was in a dark place when I went out there. Like, I was dealing with a lot in my head. You know, with the business and my personal life. And it was just, I was wearing a lot of stuff. So I went out there with the intention that, like, look, if I don't get anything out of this training and it's not what I think it's going to be, then I'm probably going to have to go back to a full-time job, and shut the business down. I was stressed. I was wearing it. Like, it was just affecting me. So I went out there, and when I say it was life-changing, I can't even explain to you that it was how life-changing it was. Something clicked out there with Rennie, and, you know, he pulled me aside and talked to me a few times. And it was something he said just clicked. And it was something that just, I mean, when I left out of there, it was like I had never felt before. It was incredible. It was absolutely life-changing. So I was like, man, this is the group that I need to be a part of. This is something that I need to keep pursuing. And because there's people, one of my biggest goals, I'll tell you this, one of my biggest goals that I have for myself is I want to help somebody that has been in my position before, somebody younger than me, or somebody that's newer in the group that's looking up to these guys and looking to these guys for advice. I want to help somebody grow their business bigger than what I've grown mine. Okay. I want to be that for somebody. I want to be that person that they call up at 9 o'clock and, have an issue with something and I can, you know, I can help them through it. I mean, because that's what I've got out of this group. And right. So I want to pay it back to the group, and I want to pay it back to somebody else that I can help build their business and help build them up.
Perfect. Well, we kind of, or at least I kind of feel like that's kind of why it's not really, it's kind of the basis for this podcast is because mm-hmm. just talking to people such as yourself mm-hmm. and helping other people, whether it be beginners or people who are just getting started or people who've been in the business for a year or two and they're stuck there. They're trying to find a way to go, find mm-hmm. what direction to go. That's why I like talking to Paul and you and, you know, some of the other people that have been on the podcast is because you guys have, as far as I'm concerned, from the outside looking in, when I watch you, mm-hmm. you're perfecting it along the way. And that's important for people to see, in my opinion.
Well, I appreciate that, man. We need to get you out the Big Bear. I think you need to be out there. You know what's crazy? So in October, once you're part of the group and you've been a part of the group for a year, you're eligible to come back and share an intern.
Okay.
It doesn't cost you. The only thing it costs you is your flight out there and your stay. The hotel is like $400 for the week. It's something crazy. It's minimal. Yeah. So I went back out there in October and interned, and some of the guys that I interned are going to be part of this, the Warbird revival that I'm going to. And at the end of this month, some of those same guys that I interned with and I helped teach are going to be a part of are now a part of this group and going and doing the same projects that I am.
Nice.
So I've been out there in October of last year. I'm going back out there again this October, and I've already got some people signed up, and I think there's still some more room. So if you want to come out in October, I know there's some spaces available. I've got three people coming with that are going out there with me right now.
I'm going to be honest with you. All right.
Yeah.
I've only been to Big Bear maybe twice in my life.
Dude.
And well, here's the thing. Around 1985, 1986.
That's before I was born, bro.
I know. I was working in San Bernardino, California. Mm-hmm. At the foothills, I remember playing softball and looking up there and going, hey, that's kind of cool watching the snow up there.
Mm-hmm. You
know? And we would truck up to Big Bear and play in the snow for a little while and then come back down.
It is a beautiful town. It really is. I would go back, even if I wasn't going out there for training or interning or anything, I would go out. That town is an awesome town. It's a ski resort town. It's a pretty cool little area. It really is.
So maybe when we're done recording this episode, mm-hmm. you and I can chat a little bit about maybe I need a whiteboard with some goals for October.
Let's do it, buddy. I'll get you signed up. I can get you in there in October, and you can fly. You could drive down to Louisville and fly out with me on that Saturday morning, Sunday morning.
No. Now I'm staying away from the bridge in Louisville. All right.
Oh, I'll come pick you up. How about that?
Okay, yeah, because I'm tired of the cold.
Oh, that's funny.
Hey, talk a little bit about, just real quick, about the trainings. A lot of trainings. Let's take all the certifications that you have and all the trainings that you have. In your opinion, do you think efficiency and simplicity boils down to a system? I don't know why this came off the top of my head.
Absolutely.
Do you think all the trainings that you've attended have kind of led you in a direction of a system?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Everything that I learned. Now, they teach the efficiencies and ways they teach you out there are ways they know. And they know some of the things they know that you're going to take back and you're going to implement yourself. But you have to kind of make it your own, essentially. What you learn out there is ways that they have found to be more efficient, the way they found to be the best ways for them. That's not to say that their ways are the best for me. But I've taken about 90% of what they've taught me and implemented it into my system. I do it the same way every vehicle, every time.
Okay.
Now there's things that are, like I said, you kind of have to make it your own and you have to mold it a little bit to fit you.
You have to be flexible.
But it's nice to know that the system that they're teaching you is what's worked for them, which can work for you, but you just have to mold it a little bit and kind of finesse it.
Sure. Okay. That's fair.
Yeah. Okay.
So what do you think, and I don't even know the answer to this. I don't even know why I'm going to ask this question, but is there a training that you've been to recently that really sticks out that you would recommend? And here's the thing, recommend some type of a training to people who are new or people who are beginning, something that where they can go and kind of get the same mindset that you've got.
So a training that I went to recently was I went to the IGL Aegis training. I wouldn't say it's really for beginners.
Okay.
Because I think it's something that you need to have a little bit of a baseline knowledge to begin with. I mean, you probably could go out there if you were newer. But it is more of like an industrial coding training. And it's something that I went through the training and it is a hard market to get into. It's something that I'm still working on. But it's something that I haven't fully vested my time in. I've done the training. I know how to do it. I've done one or two applications. Okay. But it's something I haven't really pursued a whole lot yet. I'll tell you one thing I want to learn this year, and it's something, one of my goals for this year is to learn window tint. I have a lot of customers that have been asking me and pushing me to offer that service because they want to have the one-stop shop. So that is a training that I'm wanting to do next. I would say, you know, anybody that's newer into the game should probably start out with one of the one-day extreme trainings. They're all over the country. I think there's some in Atlanta. There's some in South Carolina. There used to be one in Northern Indiana. I don't think it's if they're still doing it or not. I would say for a beginner to get the baseline knowledge would be one of the one-day detailing success, one-day extreme trainings.
And where do they
go on a baseline?
Where do they find that information, though?
They can reach out to me. They can find it on detailingsuccess.com. They've got information all over their website. They actually just redid their website, and it's a pretty cool website to check out. It really is. Okay. And they can learn about the mafia there. They can learn about the five-day trainings if that's something that, you know, maybe they want to learn more about and they're ready to make that commitment, because it is a commitment, but it's an investment in yourself. It's an investment in yourself. And I tell people that all the time, like, yes, it is a little bit of an expense, but by the two or three weeks after you're out of that training, you'll make that back. You'll make it back. And it's done wonders for my business.
So where can, let's talk a little bit about how people can get a hold of you. Tell everybody where to find you.
Yeah. So I'm on all the social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, just anywhere. My cell phone is out there. My website, mrdetailworks.com. I am not a hard person to find. If you want to find me, I mean, anybody can find me. It's like I said, I'm open. I had a guy reach out to me the other day, and I responded today. He was all the way in Sydney, Australia, asking me a question, a mobile detailer that has a question about how, you know, he's seen my work and wanted to know how I got streak-free windows. And I was like, man, that's crazy that you're on the other side of the world, not the country, the world.
Yeah, the world.
And you're seeing my stuff. So it's wild. It is wild.
That's awesome.
Oh yeah, it was kind of cool to have that happen. So,
wow. So, what's a give I'm trying to think in terms of new people or beginners or somebody that can learn from you. What's one of the very first things that you would tell them to do as far as putting their mind in the right frame to get started and move forward?
Don't be afraid of failure.
Don't be afraid of failure.
Don't be afraid of it. Embrace it. Embrace it. And one thing is get comfortable being uncomfortable. that's one thing it really is. I mean, you have to put yourself out there. You have to put yourself in uncomfortable situations to know your true self and to get through it. I mean, it's, you know, the sun's always going to come out tomorrow, no matter what. We're working on, we're washing cars, guys. We're getting to do something fun, and to have the right mindset of here we go. This is perfect. I'm glad you said it. My mind's going a million miles a minute.
Perfect. Go.
So I just lost it. I got it. No, I got it. To change in your mindset, instead of I have to get up and I have to do this today. I have to get through the day. Changing your mindset to, I get to work on nice cars. I get to work on somebody's second most valuable thing other than their house. I get to provide something that is going to provide a smile to somebody. The industry that I used to work in was the plumbing industry. Nobody wanted us there. We were a burden. All right. Nobody likes plumbing.
Right.
I get to wash cars and provide a service that people enjoy. Now, it's when somebody tells me that at the end of the detail that their car looks better than it did when they bought it off the lot. That is, and they refer their brothers and they refer their friends, and I see it on Facebook. I see it every single day. People, I mean, you know, referring me, putting my name back out there of, yeah, I've used this guy. He is the best in town. He is the greatest. And I'm like, I'm not the greatest, but that's awesome that you think I am.
That is awesome. And it should be one of those things where we say, I get to do this. I'm blessed to do this. I get
absolutely.
To do
this. And the minute I started doing that, Brian, it was like my outlook on the day changed before the day even started.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
Yeah.
It didn't matter what could happen that day. I know there's going to be shit that pops up. That's not going to go right. That's not going to happen. That's not going to be fun to deal with.
Right.
But that's part of it. That's part of the whole entrepreneurship, the small business. That's part of it. That's part of the struggle. That's part. It's
part of life.
Exactly. And it's going to happen regardless. Why not have a positive mindset about it and having a positive outlook on it? Because that may change your getting through the day. Getting.
I saw a, and I'm going to jack this up. It's not going to be word for word, but I saw something sometime about about big humongous storms coming through and that like cows always run towards it. And don't quote me on this. I don't know if it's cows or whatever it was, but somebody talked about how they run towards the storm to get through it quicker. Instead of laying down and waiting on the storm to come and swallow them and just
that makes sense.
Tear things up.
If you think about it, I mean, if you'd rather get through it and get through it quicker than having to wait on it and then go through it.
And then go through it. Yeah, it's just
yeah. That's a good analogy. I'm gonna use that.
I don't know where I found it. I don't know where
I'm gonna use that in my webinar next week. I appreciate that. Thank you.
So that's what's in my head right now.
That makes sense. Life is going to happen regardless. You know, you might as well, you know, put a smile on your face and go through it
and
hit it head on instead of waiting for it to come and having that worry and having that constant fear of what could happen and then having it happen. I mean, then you're double. I like that. I'm telling you, I'm going to use that next week. I'm going to quote you.
Here I am. I'm going to be a part of a webinar I don't know anything about.
Yep. See, hey, if you signed up, we could, if you signed up to go through the training, we could get you in. You would be a part of it,
man. We're going to chat about that. We're going to talk about awesome. That.
That's so cool, man.
Well, you know what? Let's finish this off with something besides cows running towards a storm. what's in the future for MR Detail Works right now? What do you think? Where do you want to move?
I don't want to. So I was asked this question this weekend, and you know, my goal is, and where I see this business going, is I want to grow the services that I offer. I want to grow the my trainings that I get to go through the you know, during the window tint, that sort of thing. I don't want to grow the business into a big business where I have employees. I've had employees before in my previous businesses, and it's just something that doesn't work for me. You know, like I said, I've got my daughter helping me with towels and stuff. And if I have somebody like a part-time guy or gal, that wants to help me and start out, maybe we'll see that then. But I'm not a big proponent of having employees, because I like to have, like I said, everything falls on me. If something goes wrong, if something doesn't happen, I've got nobody else to blame but myself.
And I think sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I think that's one thing that I love about this business, is the fact that you can make it whatever you want to make it for yourself.
Yeah. And what suits me is not, like I said, I've got mentors in the group, like Justin Lobato. He's my mentor. That's been my mentor the longest, but he's got a big business with multiple employees. And I mean, that guy is phenomenal, but like his mindset on his growth is different than mine, but I can still learn from him because he was in my situation when he was, you know, he started out like this and he grew it into that. And so, absolutely. But yeah, so, you know, I get to, so yeah, like I said, I get, I don't know if you know this or not, but I get to, being part of the group and part of the, we have a project coming up at the end of this month where I get to fly out to New Mexico, with some of the other guys that are part of the group. And we get to detail and revive 5 World War II Warbirds.
Nice.
2 classic cars. So it's a pretty cool opportunity that we were selected to do. So I get to do that in April, the end of April. And then I plan on going to SEMA this year. It'll be my first time going to SEMA. I went to MTE this past year in January. So yeah, I mean, that's where I'm going.
Awesome. Well, hey, listen, thank you so much for spending some more time with me, you know, and giving your insight on where you've been, where you're headed. Congratulations on everything, on the growth. Congratulations on the Warbird revival. Congratulations on being a part of the Mafia. It's always good to talk to you. I got a selfish plug right now for myself, though. I do have some new merch hanging out at thedetailrag.com. Just kind of head down to the Share the Shine button, click on it. I've got 3 new t-shirts, 3 new coffee mugs. Everybody needs a shirt. Everybody drinks coffee. So absolutely. Help yourself to something. I've got a couple there. You're going to have to check it out, because I'm not going to tell you what they say.
I hope they got some cows on them. Some cows and some thunderstorms. That would be some awesome stuff. You need to get a shirt made now that's got some clouds, thunderstorm, thunderbolts coming down, striking the cow. That would be awesome, man.
And just a big cow, a couple horns, and a smile on his face.
Grab life by the horns, baby.
Well, guys, listen, thank you so much. Jerry, thanks for being here, man. Hang out for a few minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening to another episode. This is going to be out on the YouTubes. So Jerry, appreciate you, man. As always, thank you so much. We'll definitely be doing this again sometime in the future, because I know we have some other topics to talk about. Let's do it, man. Until then, guys, thank you so much for listening, and continue to share the shine. See you, man. Have a good night.
You too, buddy.
Ladies and gentlemen, we really appreciate you being here for another episode of the Detail Rag. Thank you so much for your time and continue to share the shine.